It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's maddest rider, Dick DiBartolo. This episode 1988, recorded Thursday, May 16th, 2024. What the hair is it? On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has a what the heck is it? A dimmable plant light. I have a bone conducting gadget in my crappy corner, plus your videos. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, the host with the most head of hair, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good. Yeah, someone in chat right before the show said, it looks like Chad had a battle with a lawnmower, and the lawnmower won. Is this the shortest you've done your hair?
It's probably since middle school or elementary school, even.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had a buzz cut. So for those that are on audio, I have a new haircut, a buzz cut. I haven't had a buzz cut since elementary school. And so this is my new summer do. And it is nice.
I think it looks great.
Thank you.
And you'll find that you love it.
I've had it for a few days now, and it's great. Just not having to deal with hair. Now, I remember this when I was in elementary school. I have these two, like, scars on my head. I'm not sure if they are coming through on the video. But so they're somewhere up there. I have these two scars.
No, I can see them. I can see them.
Yeah. Isn't that metal? I think I got bumped as a child, which explains everything. But the scars are still up there.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. But I still think you have more hair than me. The other day, we were shopping at CVS, and I picked up a bottle of shampoo, and Dennis said, why are you buying shampoo? I said, oh, you're right. I said, but this will be my final bottle of shampoo, because I have really nothing on top to it. I could use it for my stash.
That's I was wondering, do they make mustache shampoo?
No, it's the
same. That's a good Kickstarter. I think that's a marketing breakthrough right there.
There you go.
Buy normal shampoo and then repackage it in 2-ounce bottles and then sell it as mustache shampoo.
There you go. That's great.
And I'm also wearing my Pizza Planet shirt because I also felt I look a little bit like Sid from Toy Story. So Pizza Planet is a Toy Story reference. So I thought
I'd wear the shirt today. It's a whole sea of wow. Talk about theme.
When you get the references, go deep. Okay, listen, it's not surface level. You got to really dig in. I got to even shout them out every once in a while.
Wow. No, it looks good. Looks good.
Awesome. Thank you. I've been enjoying it. And there's a lot of jokes in the chat room about how much I run and how much I love running. But it's been great with running too. Oh my gosh.
Did you pick up speed?
Not quite. I don't think I see a difference in my paces, but I definitely feel a difference on my head. Like this true summer cut reason is it's so much cooler. It's hard to find a time to run where it's not 80 degrees, and it is very uncomfortable. I'm not a Bikram yoga type of guy, okay? I don't want the hot yoga. I don't want hot workouts. I want cool workouts, and that's quite difficult to do in Florida because it's hot here all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been great. I've thank you for saying that it looks good. Amazing. Well, let's jump into some gadgets. Anything happen that we need to fill in? I don't want to talk about my haircut.
No, I've been just trying to keep the studio clean, and that's almost impossible because, now I don't know if this comes up for you, but when you order gadgets, sometimes Amazon says how many gadgets you've bought recently, and it said you have now bought 118 gadgets in the past 90 days.
Oh my gosh.
God, that's more than I'm passing one gadget a day. So, anyway.
That's like two gadgets a day, isn't it? How many days was it?
I do buy anything I think might be fun for the show, I buy. And
you use returns a lot, though, which I think is very smart. That you return stuff returns you don't need. And people don't keep that in mind with Amazon, is that you can't.
Yeah, but if you don't need it, you pay, right, to ship it back.
Wait, what did you say?
I think you pay if you just have no use for it.
Ah.
I just return stuff if I open it up and it just is nothing crummy. Yeah, exactly.
I see. Okay. I misunderstood that. I thought you were just like, I just don't want this, and send it back to.
No.
Yeah. You know what's funny that you can do that with that no one realizes? Audible books. You can return. Yes, I don't know if you're an Audible book listener, but you can return your Audible audiobooks very easily. And I just did it. I got a book that I didn't like. I got like three chapters in. I was just like, this is not the story for me. And you can return the book and digital audio file, and you just return it and then get your credit back and buy another book. It's really great. This is not an ad. We're not sponsored. But something people don't realize. Well,
I would check that they didn't take off 90 cents because the computer said he already read three chapters.
Restocking. Yes, exactly. These digital files are used. I don't know about this.
We have to put all those words back in order again that you used.
We got to put this file back on the shelf. I don't know if we can. I don't know if we have the capacity to do that. That's funny. Let's jump in.
Okay, this is kind of a bizarre. What the heck is it? And here
another,
it is.
Another. What the heck is it?
I have to
all
start
right,
with
you ready to guess?
It's a white piece of paper.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
that's
is that
side,
it?
You got that side. Great. Now let's see if you get the other side. Don't have to. Okay. This is a very hard. What the heck is it? But I'll show you a picture of it. What the heck?
A koozie.
It's a very inefficient potty.
Yeah, it looks like a camping potty.
Porta potty.
Porta potty. Okay.
Yeah, porta potty.
That would have been one of my first guesses too. Now, I guess I'll show you what it is, and then it's just weird. Okay, probably one of.
Do your arms go through the hole on the side, and your head goes through the one on the top?
Oh, yes.
I think it's a life jacket for a chihuahua.
It's a porta potty you look in. No. Okay. No,
porta potty you look in.
Just bizarre. It is this is the way you use it. You bring it on an airliner with you, and you put your arms through it. Let me see. I need to push it.
It's like a knockoff ostrich pillow.
This
ostrich pillow. As a travel
pillow. This honestly
pillow,
looks more comfortable than the ostrich pillow.
Doesn't look very travel-like. Okay,
but still
stupid.
Let's
see what it looks like.
But both are look as dumb.
I totally forgot about them.
And of course, I scanned the reviews and someone said, I could never, ever get it back in the package it came in. That's my guess, that once you unpack it.
I'm surprised they'd let you on the airplane. Do you bring it on the plane inflated?
No.
I'd be scared to death if somebody did.
Not air.
You would think that someone. Are you inflating another person?
Yeah.
The ostrich pillow is also not quite so, like, up. Like, you wouldn't sit with it like that.
Oh, look.
You kind of needed a table to lay
on. Yeah, like that. Earplugs.
Earplugs. Love them.
Mask. Nightshade. All right, that's good.
Little extras.
And now the porta potty travel pillow. I mean, I guess if you were caught short, you could go to the back of the plane and just use this.
Except the hole. The hole.
Well, don't go alone. Don't go too much.
That's where you can put the solo cup. That little.
Yes.
Okay.
How do you explain that to security?
It looks like it says, ha ha, we made you buy this. Ha ha.
Ha ha, it's really a toilet. Ha ha.
Yeah.
How would you get the best security?
Lavender.
Look at that thing.
No, officer, I swear, it's just a pillow.
Oh, they gotta be kidding.
They're like, this looks like a life raft.
It looks like an army surplus thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Could you imagine your neighbor on a plane whipping this thing out?
I cannot. I cannot.
Holy cow.
It's so heavyweight, too.
It is heavyweight. You know, if the plane goes down, you might be able to use this as a life raft for four people.
Don't mind me. I get nervous on planes.
And I would inflate.
Somehow, it says, just pump the switch in one of the reviews. It's 11 p.m. Come back at 1 a.m.
This thing...
Oh, my gosh, it has a pump
in it?
It's
only 11:30.
A pump.
I said, come back at midnight. Can you see this? Poor guy says, oh, my God, it's inflated. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain. We're landing in L.A. now.
Please prepare for our initial descent.
Away. We hope you enjoyed your 4.5-hour flight. Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous. As I said, it would be great. It's a flotation device if the plane crashes.
You know, it's almost done. I guess we're good enough.
Imagine getting on the plane and seeing somebody with that on.
It's really tall.
We're going to rearrange the furniture a little bit and come back. I hope you'll love the smell of plastic. Of course. Look at the size of this opening for your head. And I believe this is the lodge.
Is it comfortable?
It almost would work.
Almost.
There's enough room in here. You could put your phone in here.
And
you could put snacks in here.
A little privacy
and your
wall.
Arms in here. And in your head. But you really have to get this firmer than it is.
Ah! Just take that on the plane. I'm sure no one will be upset.
Yes.
Remember this guy? All right, so now...
This is getting better and better.
All right, now it's rigid. And...
They charge you for an extra seat.
No, this is terrible. You know what? It's worse. Because now that I totally inflated
it's tough.
This is like stuff.
Yeah, it's a hard surface.
Well, you just need that, plus a blanket, plus a pillow.
So don't bring an air inflator on.
Don't forget your earplugs and your nightshade.
That's it.
I don't know what to think.
I think the ostrich pillow was like $90 or something. This was.
Yeah, the ostrich pillow was like a luxury item, weirdly.
Yeah, it's a luxury item. $18.
Oh my gosh.
From the Digistore.
Funny, the Digistore. It got like kind of okay reviews. Oh, well, it didn't get many reviews.
Yes,
that's why.
Yeah, sort of. Only 11.
I wonder what the small is. The middle. Oh, it goes large to middle.
Yeah, so I don't get the middle looks like it's thinner. I guess if you're in a middle seat, you don't want to bother the people on either side.
I wonder if it's made more for the table. Yeah, if you're not going to put it on your lap, instead you'd put it on a table. That's why it's like shorter. So it's only 15 inches tall versus 19 inches tall, I think.
But I love when deflated. Easy to roll back into the bag.
There's nothing else on this
takes
thing.
Up, this is... Takes up hardly any space in your carry-on bag. Really?
Yeah. I'm definitely of the opinion that the amount of discomfort that a four-hour...
Let me just show you. Here's the bag it comes in. And this is what you're supposed to get back in that bag.
That's too funny.
Is that a riot? This is.
Yeah. I think the uncomfortable. You being uncomfortable for 5 hours or you being uncomfortable, annoying your neighbors with a blow-up inflatable thing to kind of barely rest your head on for the flight. I don't think it's worth it. I think you've invested too much other uncomfortableness into this product. I don't think it's worth it. This is
No. And I think everybody in the plane would be walking back and forth, and they'll say, "Walk up to row 17."
They, and look you at see that, the crazy
look at
guy
that jerk
with the
in there, throwing up in his porta potty.
I agree. You'd be the talk of the plane. Absolutely. That is a funny one. Okay.
It's funny. Okay, on to a new plant light I didn't know about.
Strangely, I thought plant lights had to be blue spectrum, or at least every plant light I had for years was a bluish tint. And I was looking on Amazon, and I saw this strange light, and it's a grow lamp light. And evidently, you dial the color you want it to be. Anyway, it was a deal of the day for like $10. Regularly, it's just $15. And it comes on a big pole, it seems like, which would be great. I have a big ivy plant in my backyard, in my back apartment that is almost 50 years old and, and growing strongly. So I thought we'd take a look at it. Okay. This box is eco-friendly. The box may be eco-friendly, but...
I saved the planet. Planet. I can hear it echoing now.
Are you kidding me?
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm thinking...
This talk about false advertising. That box makes it look so bigger.
That is the glow light.
What?
Yeah. This ain't going to be a big...
The way the stickers were on the other one, I thought it was that.
All right.
Oh, Diggy D. That is so much smaller than I expected.
Me too.
How big is that plant in the picture?
Yeah,
that. It's like a dwarf plant.
This is... Oh, it's like a car antenna. Does it look like it's a big pole in the middle? Does.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Holy cow.
It's a telescoping wand.
It's a telescoping wand that screws in.
So there's one. I remember there's extendable forks. We had that type of thing.
Yes. And that sticks in the soil. I mean, this might be okay. Oh, you know what?
It is a car antenna.
It is. Your plant may not grow, but your plant light certainly will. Well, it's not a disaster yet.
Your plant will get light and FM.
So it comes with a plug, which is good. A lot of manufacturers
say the same thing.
Just like plug it into your computer or an external battery pack. You don't have a lot of light, a lot of cable. For a plant light.
It's 4 feet of cable.
But we'll plug it in. And all the controls are on the box. Let me find an extension down here to plug it into. All right. Let me just shut this off. I mean, I don't know what you can tell from this.
It's kind of cute. It's certainly unobtrusive.
Yeah. You know, in reality... I sort of like this. The problem is the plant light I have now, it lights a lot of the room because it's a big plant light. This is the LED plant light I have now. So it's a little weird. It's, as you can see, it's red and blue shining down on the plants. And the main part of the plant seems to face up toward the light, but the vines of the plant.
And it's a philodendron,
very long, very healthy. And this plant is about 50 years old. This plant was in my office at Goodson Todman through all the match game years.
Oh, wow.
Now I'm going to put in the plant light that we just demonstrated earlier and see what that looks like. We stuck the plant light in the plant.
It's much smaller.
All right. So, in case you don't remember, we can change the color of the light.
This little plant light better not kill your 50-year-old plant.
No.
The control is in the line cord here, so we'll have to, I don't know, find a place for that. I guess it can just hang down. But I guess I can't. I'll wait to see the video. This looks more natural, I think.
It looks a lot more natural.
Lots more natural, yeah.
I'll probably stick with this one for a while. So all in all, I like the way it looks. And even though it came in a tiny box, I think it's going to work out really well. Maybe let's see how it does on my hair. Come back in 2 years.
That's great. And I can't believe that plant is just about to retire any day. Any day.
Yeah, no, it is still going strong.
That's great.
And also what's nice is that plant light has a built-in timer. Oh. You can do 3, 6, or 9 hours on and off. And it once you set it, it recycles every day.
Oh, that's
so you
great.
Don't even have to bother turning it on and off. Instead, if you go away on a trip, it'll just keep turning itself on and off. And $15
That's
seems
great.
Really reasonable for
and
it.
And I like the, I really like that it looks so simple. It looks like a fixture that you have in your house. Like, not the weird orange and, like, I don't know.
Yes.
I have looked for plants, plant lights, too, and they always look like either industrial products or like medical products. They have like a weird like white plastic kind of vibe
yes.
to them.
Yeah.
So this I really like the vibe of it. Way smaller than I expected. I think both of us.
Me too. Me
did.
Too. I expected a big box with a pole, but
yeah,
it's pretty nice.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
I really do wonder, does that spectrum of light have anything to do? Like, is it going to be better? Is it going to be worse? Does it
you
matter?
Know what? I looked all over the place, and it seemed like most plant lights range from 5,000 to 6,500. And this one, if you put it on the softest light, is only, I think it says, 3,000K. So I don't know if plants grow at 3,000K, but
yeah.
I'll find out if my ivy starts drooping.
You should like put the light over to the side so that maybe the leaves like face it. Like, see if you can get the plant to tell you
to move.
Exactly. Of course, Scooter X found it very inexpensive.
Oh my gosh!
AliExpress, 99 cents.
What?
There you go.
Is it dimmable? Oh my god.
So this first one was 612. And this one, let's see. It looks like dimmable.
That's it. That's the same control box.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I just bought another one. Dennis said, "Oh, can you buy me one of those?"
Oh, it comes in black and white. You need a white
one. Yeah. No one is black.
Look at that.
Oh, well, 99 cents.
And it comes before the end of May, which is honestly kind of fast. That's like in 2 weeks.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
There you go. Just a dollar. You can...
How could they possibly make that for a dollar?
I don't know.
Was it free shipping?
I got to open that back up. Let me look. Yeah. Yes.
Oh my,
free shipping. Free shipping. Fast delivery in May. That's what it says.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy. That is crazy. Now, to say a welcome deal. I don't understand the AliExpress deals. I've said this before. I apologize if I ever, like, it does. I never know when it's showing me like a crazy fake deal that is like, sign up.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I never tell.
Anyway, very inexpensive. Okay. Out and about. Thanks, Scooter X, for finding that. Okay, third gadget.
That's great. Okay, our third gadget is this guy.
A little while back here in New York City, we had a very freaky day. 87 degrees.
Ugh.
And I was going to run to the gym, and I put on gym shorts and didn't need a jacket. And then I suddenly realized gym shorts, the ones I have no pockets, and I needed to carry my cell phone. So I went online. I just typed in Google, how do you carry a cell phone when you have no pockets? All right. And it came up with, this is one suggestion. The Guzek Slim Running Belt for phone. I guess phone 6.8 inches and bigger or small. I guess
small. And small, yeah.
Anyway, I bought it instantly. Just keep on running. You know, the interesting thing about New York City is it can be 12 degrees out and you can be on your way to the gym. And more often than not, you will see at least one person coming down the street in just their gym shorts and a t-shirt. Okay. Part of it is, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
And part of it is they want to just run directly onto the gym floor and not have to go to the locker room. All right. So this is it. I am still using an old LG 8. It's like 3 or 4 years old now. All right. The advantage being Dennis has the same phone, and when he gets in trouble, I can just look on my phone and tell him what to do. All right. So that's pretty nifty. We interrupt this program. It's an interesting point. On the website, they say GSOC, but then in the photo, it's a different brand. And indeed, the belt itself, it might be Heisky. All right. And also, I just noticed looking at the logo that there is a pass through if you happen to still wear wired headphones. Okay. You can put your headphones in there and feed the cable through that, the opening here. So my phone, I told you, is the LG G8. It's a biggish phone, and that fits fine. It may be big enough to fit a wallet, not a wallet like I have. My wallet is so ridiculously thick, I often don't carry it with me. I just carry a credit card. So this is good for that. Of course, you could put credit cards in one. If you're still carrying wired headphones, they could go in with the phone with the feed-through pocket for the jack. And then a little pocket over here, probably good enough for your keys. All right, so after you undo the Velcro, you have to... let me step over here so that we can see, and I will show you. Oh, very proud of my little shelter t-shirt.
Aww. That's the same shelter that you donate the gadgets to.
Yes. Great.
The only volunteering I do for the shelter is mainly providing gadgets for their functions, okay? And 1 year I was awarded some award for Best Volunteer of the Year award for getting them stuff, okay? So that's what it looks like. Just pull it in the back until it's, you have a lot of leeway for adjustment, okay? If you are on the heavy side, it comes with a Velcro extender. All right. And it's very inexpensive, just $14. And it looks like the $2 coupon, which I'm pretty sure I had, is still up there. So it brings it down to $12. A way to keep your phone secure. Okay. Oh, and my wallet and my keys are gone.
You don't know. That's funny. That looks great. I also like the reflective, it looked like a zipper was reflective all over.
Yeah. Yeah. It is very compact. Yeah. It has a reflective strip around it. Yeah. The coupon's still up there. I didn't check the review. Pretty good. Only 500 reviews, but 4.3.
Yeah.
That's pretty decent.
Yeah, this looks great. And,
oh, it seems to come in the few colors too.
Yeah, and when you're when you have that those shorts or anything without the pockets, you're like, what?
Yes, exactly. What? It is a riot.
What am I supposed
to
do?
It is a riot.
I own something very similar to this. And it's basically just a strap, and then it has like a big old pocket that can kind of just expand to kind of capture any phone.
Okay.
And same sort of thing, which is, needed. Then Ricky asks, when I run, where do I use my phone? I typically have a liner in my shorts that I can put my phone directly on my leg, basically. I run with it almost directly attached to my thigh as I'm running.
You don't call hundreds of people as you run?
It's like on there. Skin tight stuck to my leg. And sometimes I'll put the screen facing outwards, but also a lot of times I have my MagSafe wallet, which I don't know where it's at the moment. But typically I have my wallet on the back of my phone. And so that'll also be with me. So when I run, I luckily have my ID, basically all my wallet, my phone. Because some people, when they run, they don't. Some people will just leave their whole phone at home. They'll just run.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I can't do that. Yeah. They rely on their watch. A lot of watches, especially the Apple watches, have cellular now. And so you're not going to use it as your daily, cell phone, but it works perfectly for sport activities. Leave your phone.
Okay.
You can stream music. You can still place a phone call if you need to, although it's clunky. But a lot of people do that. And then people are talking about armbands and that out of not have, I use like what I mentioned, the liner. But out of that, I think the pocket that you found is typically the other thing that I like. I like the around the waist versus those arm straps.
The arm thing seems, it seems like the phone is bigger than your arm muscle.
They just kind of get, to me, it gets in the way. Yeah. It's really distracting. It distracts me so much when it's right there. And so I can't handle it. So there you go. I like it. That's you found a great one and very inexpensive for all the little features that it has. In my opinion, it being reflective, have multiple pockets. It looks great. It looks absolutely great for $12. With that, let's move on to Chad's crappy.
But you might want it at Chad's crappy corner. Get it.
Man, we have a fitness theme today, in a way, because I took a look at a crappy corner fitness gadget. So let's take a look.
Hey, Dickie D. So we are back at it with another off-price retail gadget. So last time we were at Marshall's. This time we went to Ross for our gadget. Only cost me $13. This is the SoundFlow Bone Conduction Wireless Headphones. If you are a fan of the GizWiz, you know that I like to run, and bone conduction headphones are highly recommended for runners so that you can stay aware of your surroundings and listen to whatever you want to. So I thought $13, this sounds like the perfect gadget for me. You can see it's really hyping bone conduction, obviously in the title right there. You have one multifunction button, up to 3 hours of playtime, which is a really small amount of playtime, honestly. That is embarrassingly low. And then concert hall quality sounds. Concert hall. Honestly, concert hall quality is bad quality. When I'm in a concert hall, it's probably not that great. You can still see that they're talking about bone conduction, so if these don't conduct on my bones, I'm going to be real upset. Anyway, the packaging is really nice. This is the gadget. I pulled it out a little while ago to charge it all the way up. It's fully charged with only 3 hours of battery life. I didn't want to risk it. The hardware is pretty simple. You have this kind of like elastic little springy bit that connects both sides. And then there's no switches or anything. The side that looks kind of like a fingerprint, that should be touch activated. Then you also have a little port down here. And underneath this little plastic rubber covering is a USB-C port. So appreciate the USB-C there. And then you have to like put in this little rubber thing, which is, I assume, to help with sweat. So let's stick them on. The way you put them on is basically you stretch them out. And I put them on backwards. Second, is there a left right on these things? There is not a left right on these things, but I think the right side will have this touch sensitive thing. Okay, so I have added them. Now let's see if we can turn them on. There's only one button, so I'm just gonna click it, I guess. Here's the thing, is I read these instructions. And it says, step number two, after I have a Bluetooth device, the wireless headphones will automatically turn on and start searching for the Bluetooth device. There is no switch. There's no way. There's no.
What?
I double clicked it. And it actually said that it turned on and that it's pairing. Okay, I actually need to go get my phone. I don't have it with me, so I'll be right back. They are paired to my phone and working. Pairing them was very easy. I just double clicked it and it turned on. So now I got to figure out this bone conduction. At the moment, it doesn't feel very bone conduction. Honestly, it feels like two crummy little speakers just behind that little thing right there. This feels like no bone conduction at all. Now, can I hear my phone? Yes, I can. I can. I'm going to turn this all the way up. This is the highest it gets. Can you hear it? It's me. It's almost like an audiobook. Okay, I'm going to pause it there because I can't think while I'm also talking to myself. Very not great quality. Okay, really not good quality for audio. It sounds like I'm listening to this if I put a speaker under an inch of water and hit play. Like, that's what it kind of sounds like. I don't feel like I have used bone conduction headphones before, and this does not feel like bone conduction at all. It feels like speakers just on the other side of that little grill there, and they just don't rest very well in your ears. So now you can hear what's around you because they're just so, so crummy. I really don't think that this is bone conduction at all. I'm going to say these are pretty crummy. Sound quality is really bad. 3-hour battery life. Is really,
that's ridiculous.
Really bad. And they're not even that comfortable. So I'm just gonna say this is a piece of crap. The SoundFlow bone conduction headphones, not a big fan.
I can only, everything since recording that video is also like triple and double down on just don't bother going and trying to find this gadget. I think they invested the most money in the packaging because this is the nicest packaging. It has magnets. It even has cloth right here. You know what they don't have? Any other information. I could not find a credible website, store, like anything. I was finally able to get to the this Tech Theory is the brand at the top. I found their website. Their website is so sketchy. Here it is. I clicked to go to their website like about a minute ago, and it's just now loaded. It is like the slowest, weirdest thing. Also, whatever this gadget is absolutely needs to be on the crappy corner. Oh no, did it go away? This lady is using some type of like tripod, like, I don't know what this thing is, but it looks absolutely insane. And that is definitely a crappy corner gadget if I've ever seen one. That
looks like a suction cup.
It's like a octopus tentacle connected to a phone, and those suction cups will help hold her. I don't know what this is, but I am so intrigued, and I just feel like I need to test that on the crappy corner.
That is weird.
So I couldn't find a place to actually buy this anywhere than where I bought
it. Did Chumley find it?
Did Chumley
on Amazon?
He may have. Oh, no. A much better, a way, what looks like a, what Chonley found was a better version of the bone-conducting headphones. This is I expect with bone-conducting headphones is this sort of, I don't know, honestly, this style. Now, I really did look, and of course, Scooter X, I should have not even tried looking, because Scooter X found the most insane knockoff. I mean, this looks exactly like it. It's just...
It looks exactly like it.
99 cents. It's just the brand is different, but the design... I mean, that looks exactly the same.
Look,
even that little touch thing. Yeah, totally, totally. This is it. Yeah, and they are 99 cents. They still say bone conduction, but I am not convinced that they have done anything other than put a speaker in this, and they're not doing any other, you know, that bone conduction should, it's still like a speaker, it's still doing vibrations, but it's sending it through the bone next to your eardrum, and nothing should be over your ears, so you can hear and still be aware of your surroundings. So,
yeah.
Anyway, long story short.
Also on the bottom of the box, it says, for louder volume, use bigger bones. So I think that's the problem right there.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, anyway, one of the crummiest gadgets I've reviewed in a long time. With that, let's move on to the warehouse!
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in this gadget warehouse.
Okay, our email it's fascinating. It's from Michael Prine, P-R-I-N-E, with a amazing 15-year-old LED light.
Wow.
Here's his video.
Good day, Dick and Chad. This is Mike Prine from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Knowing how you guys love LEDs, I thought I'd share some old LED tech with you. For comparison, we got a current model. It's a 60-watt equivalent. And, of course, gives you the typical light you get.
Yeah.
This older one only uses 3.5 watts. It's probably a 25-watt equivalent. I bought it in mid-2009. It has individual discrete LEDs in a pyramid-type structure. I'm not sure how much light it gives you, but this was back in the day when LEDs were $20 or $30 a light bulb, whereas nowadays you can get them for about $3 or so, depending on how smart you want them to be. This one was made by Lights of America, which is one of the earlier adopters into the energy efficiency LED technology. I've had several of these over the years, but this is the only one that's still currently functional. I've replaced most of the other older ones I had that didn't burn out with the newer style LEDs. But I thought you would enjoy that technique, that old technology.
Yeah!
And there you go.
That is insane.
My date stamps. I labeled the LEDs so I know how long they last, because contrary to the 20-year life expectancy that they all advertise on their stickers, I've been happy to get 3 to 5 years out of LED lights. Hope you enjoyed the video. Keep up the good work, and see you around. Bye.
That is the perfect video. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
That's great.
That is
great.
I also loved how you plugged in what we kind of expect of LEDs today. And the thing I noticed was it was a nice soft light. The light kind of went everywhere. It wasn't kind of focused in one, you know, the first bulb he plugged in. It's like a normal bulb, right? The light kind of goes everywhere. And then the second one he plugged in, it's like this, it's like directional. It's like harsh blue. It's ugly. It's just so funny how quickly the technology has changed. That is so funny.
It is amazing. Well, you know, Leo, when we first started the GizWiz, had met with the people from Sea Crane, which produces a lot of high-end audio stuff. And Leo was saying, Dick, I saw the first LED light bulb, and it uses 3 watts, but it's 50 watts
lumen. Equivalent,
Equivalent, yeah. And he said, the problem is it's $120, but the introductory price will be $99. $99. So that's probably 19 years ago.
Yeah.
Oof. And now, like Michael said in the video, $3 and $4.
Yeah.
So the technology, and also the original light bulbs, because of the heat sink, they weighed a ton.
Yeah.
You couldn't put them in certain fixtures on the ceiling because it would hang down because it was so heavy.
Yeah. I remember anyway. This would have been much later than that, but the first Cree light bulbs that came out were really reviewed as, like, these are some of the best bulbs. And I remember those were, like, mostly aluminum. I remember picking that thing up and being like, this is a full aluminum bulb, and it's because of that heat sink that, you know,
yes,
in order to
exactly.
get the LEDs bright enough, they were worried that they'd go thermonuclear and just burst into flame.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they had these massive heat sinks on them early. Yeah, that is so... I mean,
it's amazing how in 19 years we went from $100 to like $4 and infinitely better and longer life.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Michael, that was a great video.
Really?
We love videos, okay? Any kind of a video. If you have old tech like Michael has, we love that to see how far we've come. So make a video, 1 to 3 minutes, like Michael, format the landscape, see the gadget, hear your voice. You can be in it if you want. And put it up on YouTube. When you upload it, there's a drop-down menu. Click unlisted. That way only people with the URL will be able to see it. And send that URL to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if you live in the U.S. or Canada, you will get the current issue of Mad Magazine. And we can start using more videos. But if you've never sent one in, do it. Okay, it's very easy. Just use your smartphone and it'll take you 3 minutes. Okay, mail@gizwiz.tv.
If you think to yourself, you know, they might find this interesting, I think we will. We'll find that interesting. Record it and send it in.
Yes.
With that, let's move on to the letter.
Yes, and our most frequent contributor who finds the weirdest stuff asks, what do you guys think of this? Does it sound like a lawsuit about to happen?
Oh.
It's a Kickstarter project, and we can play the first minute. It is a bizarre gadget.
Okay.
Here it is.
Okay, the paint cam, Eve. Okay.
Right. Picture a man named Bob. A hardworking family man.
Oh, Bob.
His top priority is ensuring the safety of his loved ones. Despite having a home fortified with security systems, he found himself lacking a crucial element, the ability to actively deter intruders. And so, he created me. I'm Eve.
Wait. Did you say actively deter? Actively deter intruders.
Yes.
as in attack intruders.
In a way, he'll show you the way he has come up with.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders.
Halt, or you will be targeted.
Them in their tracks. I am computed to examine my owner's property. Upon detecting unknown entities, I dispatch the message.
Okay, the fact that they've made this robot have a voice and a personality is not helping the marketing, okay? The fact that they're like, I will detect, okay? I don't want AI to have paintball accuracy on my home.
It is a non-authorized personnel.
Doesn't do that? Doesn't say that?
To leave the property. 5, 4.
Yes, stare 3, it down.
2, 1. 0 compliance. 0 tolerance.
And then it fires a paintball at the person.
I cannot stand this. 0 tolerance. 0. What is it? 0 compliance. 0 tolerance. Yeah, that's ridiculous. This is. This is insane. Also, you better what does it? Does it have? Can it tell where a target is moving? Is it gonna have active shot? Like a paintball moves pretty slowly, and if an intruder is running, is it gonna deter? Is it gonna triangulate where it needs to send the bullet? This is ridiculous. Yeah.
And what do you do when the delivery boy comes?
Yeah. What do you do when it's your elderly neighbor who needs some sugar? Oof.
Yeah, exactly.
Booby traps are illegal, says Chumley. Oh, well, you know, that is true.
Just go back to it for a minute.
Say it again.
See how many, go back to that for a minute. See how many people bought in.
Looks like 75 backers. They've hit their goal. With only 75 people, somehow they raised over $102,000. Which means each one of those 75 people has spent a lot of money.
Oh, wait a minute. Look where it's invented.
Where do I even look?
Slovenia?
I'm not even going to attempt to say that.
I'll try the last part. Slovenia.
The only thing I can think of is that if it the only thing that I could possibly think of is it would warn you and then say, I'm ready to fire, and send an alert to your phone, and then you click it, and then it fires.
Yes.
But
yes,
still, you're liable. I guess you're still liable if this thing shoots. It's still you're going to get sued.
I mean, your neighbor finds a ball that your kid lost, and it doesn't happen to be on your good list.
Yeah.
He gets covered with a paintball.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, what about the Uber driver? I mean, or not Uber driver. What about your Amazon deliverer? What about the UPS driver? This seems absolutely cuckoo.
we're not investing any money, Mo. Changed our mind.
No, I don't think I am. Yeah, this is the weirdest. Yeah, this is weird. I mean, luckily it's non-lethal, but I still.
Yeah, I know, but your cleaning bill.
Also, it is a slippery slope to start arming our home security systems. Just saying.
Yeah.
I think it's a bad precedent. Bad precedent set.
I agree.
That is a funny one.
Anyway, Mo, thanks. Mo, you find great stuff.
No.
Just great stuff.
Now, if that technology worked with a squirt gun and could target my cats when they start scratching my furniture that I don't want them to scratch, if you use AI technology to tell when the cats are scratching, I might not even mind if it's still a paintball. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just, don't call PETA. Okay, well, thank you so much for that one, Mo, for sending that over. Also want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. You guys are amazing. You guys rock. Thank you so much for your support. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back. GizWiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of our website. There's a big banner that'll take you to a Patreon where you can support every episode. Or there's also a tiny little link where you can support on PayPal. You can also set up recurring payments on PayPal also if you want. But you don't get any of the perks that come with Patreon. So thank you. Thank you so much, everybody who supports our show. We cannot thank you enough. Thank you so much. Head on to gizwiz.tv. That's where we record our show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. Whenever we're live, the website will update with the live stream. So just check it out, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern. Like I said, if there's a schedule change, it'll be at the top of the website there. So you can know when we are recording. Oh, look, who's that guy with all the hair? I don't know who that guy is at all. We have replaced the host. Gizwiz.tv is our website once again. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website. He writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a refresher or a link back to Amazon, gizwiz.biz. That's the place to do it. While you're there, play! What the heck is it? This is the official... This is the first one, or I guess the last episode was the first one. It's been weird. It's been a weird what the heck is it as we're getting into it, but we're into it full swing. This is the whole gadget, not just a piece or part of the gadget. So you gotta guess what this gadget is. And this one is the famous Popsicle's Bluetooth speaker. Yeah. Popsicle Bluetooth speaker, it was all the rage in the 90s. And iPods has an aux cord. You can plug that right in there. And it looks like a popsicle. It's that, get a guessing. Six Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessing over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.